world is changing, and the CIO's job is getting a lot more interesting every day.
I think it's the third great wave. I always think about in the consumerization of IT, is the transition to that is going to make the transition for institutions from mainframe computing to desktop computing look like a walk in the park.
Welcome to the EDUCAUSE Review Online Podcast. I'm Jerry Bain. On this podcast, I'm presenting a conversation with two CIOs on consumerization. The rapid rise of consumer expectations and devices on campus continues to create complexities in the campus computing environment. Brad Wheeler, Vice President for IT and CIO of Indiana University, says an important part of the role for CIOs regarding consumerization continues to be one of risk mitigation.
The tools for risk mitigation used to appear to be much simpler, but the challenges of risk mitigation today are really, really huge. And so you've got a situation now where individual choice and individual action can create enormous institutional risk, not only in terms of risk of a data breach or an exposure, but actually institutional risk. And James and I both worry about this a lot, particularly with our researchers who are increasingly working with vast data sets. And now all of a sudden you've got ease of use and consumerization that on one hand makes the researcher and his or her graduate students more effective. And on the other hand, the slightest slip can put you before the attorney general and in the newspaper and with, in some cases, you know, irreparable institutional harm for a college or university.
So that's the fear side. And the in the world of risk mitigation, how do you, on the other side, also not bypass opportunities that consumerization brings that you actually want your researchers to take advantage of?
James Hilton is Vice President and CIO at the University of Virginia.
One of the things that I think we struggle with, certainly at my institution a lot, is it's easy to point to the risks that come with consumerization. It's harder to make the risks of not figuring out how to embrace consumerization, what the risks are associated with failing to go down that path.
I do think we're seeing kind of two philosophies of the future sort out among CIOs. There's a group who really still see their campus as an island. And they will buy from this one, or they'll buy from that one, or maybe participate in this community thing if it's good. But if it's not good, the next year they pull out. They believe they optimize for their institution by making choices and hope the world continues to present them a set of choices. And there's another group over here that they say, gosh, the world is changing. It's going to games of scale. If we do not hang together, we shall surely hang separately. And so they want to build solutions with commercial partners sometimes, maybe sometimes without, that really are the chessboard mentality for our future. And you really see that philosophy in the dialogues of different CIOs.
Right. And obviously we're in the camp that says scale is the place where it's going to be. You know, where I think the most dramatic changes are going to happen is really at the department level IT support. Because right now, at least in my institution, you have a lot of people who are doing the kinds of technology support that really are going to scale. Remote desktop control, desktop management, all that is moving way above the individual department level. And what, you know, where we don't get competitive advantage as a university by running the best email system. Where we get competitive advantages by having people who have discipline-specific expertise, know technology, and can leverage that technology in the research labs or the classroom that make UVA stand out on research and on teaching, not on the underlying technology.
Another important aspect of consumerization is vendor agreements. Tilton says that service level agreements should start from a perspective of what your IT organization would be willing to accept internally.
So I like to think about what's the service level agreement you have for an internal service. We'll try harder, right? One of the things that I think that's really interesting when you start dealing with vendors, particularly in the cloud space, is you at least articulate the service level agreement. You set expectations around it. It forces you to ask all those questions. And one of the things that I'm always fascinated with is the minute we started looking at, quote, cloud services, people started asking, what's the exit strategy? Yeah. And again, internally, we don't have exit strategies for internally serviced stuff. We should. We should be asking those same questions.
Our colleague Shel Wagner at Berkeley was brilliant in his work in negotiating the Box.net agreement. I think it is exemplary. It is a template for agreements for higher ed to come. It's aggregated demand through Internet, too. It's a good wholesale price deal with a firm where values are aligned. We're going to pay them some money. They want to grow. Incentives are aligned. I'll take aligned incentives over an SLA any day.
You know, one of the great draws for consumerization to me is being able to liberate institutional dollars that we have in the past spent providing technology directly to end users to now how do we find ways to leverage the devices that people are already bringing so that we can allocate those dollars to things like advanced computing support and things that are more closely tied to the research and teaching mission.
Or the network that they continue to kill.
Or the network that they continue to kill every year.
James Hilton and Brad Wheeler. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE Review Online. Thanks for listening.